Strength to the powerless.
I often hear people say, "My wife attacked me. My coworker attacked me. My friend attacked me." The truth is, it's the father of lies who attacked you. If someone verbally or emotionally attacks you, it is their problem, their sinful response of blaming. But if you feel attacked by them, that is your problem. Feeling attacked could mean feeling powerless, not experiencing God's power and presence, lacking the authority to stand up against the father of lies.
He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Isaiah 40:29.
Do not be dismayed about the powerlessness you have been experiencing during verbal and emotional attacks. Do not be distraught that you have not been able to help yourself feel safe. Do not be distressed that you feel defenseless, unarmed, attackable.
But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." 2 Corinthians 12:9.
I bless you to be encouraged that it's when you are weak that you might have God's power, the opportunity to strengthen you. Realize that God's power is the only power that can stand up against the father of lies.
And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who lives in you. Romans 8:11.
I bless you to capture the immensity of God's power. May you soar as you realize that the same power who raised Jesus from the dead has overcome the father of lies. The same power who raised Jesus from the dead can overcome your weakness. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead can overcome your powerlessness. May you accept God's boundless power when you feel spent, incompetent, childish. May you authorize God's immeasurable power when you tremble in powerlessness. May you receive God's inexhaustible power when you feel attacked. I bless you.